Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Jason Nixon, the Minister of Seniors, Community, and Social Services for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me on, Kyle.
All right, main thing we want to talk about today is there was the announcement recently on money for upgrading affordable housing units, specifically in the renovation and repairs side of things. Why don't you could tell us a little bit of what's all happening there?
Well, we were spending $94 million on capital maintenance and renewal for our existing seniors facilities and other affordable housing units across the province. Back in September, I decided to add another $16 million to that amount, taking it to $110 million. But I challenged housing providers across the province to focus that $16 million on units that were offline and did not, consequently, were not providing a home for somebody, or units that were about to come offline if we did not get them repaired immediately. 30 housing providers, including some up in Peace River, responded, and we're able now to roll that money out to create 400 new renovated units across the province.
And as you mentioned, there are some housing foundations in our region around Peace River, High Level, High Prairie that are getting some money as part of this. How important is it that, you know, a lot of the rural areas also get some of these housing upgrades, you know, because sometimes it things aren't quite as, I guess, fancy, shall we say, compared to what you may see in the big cities for that.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Kyle. You know, look, I'm a proud rural Albertan, and I'm really happy to see that a lot of this money is flowing in rural Alberta to help with our units. We also in rural Alberta have some of the oldest units in the province. Anybody who knows some of the local lodges in their community across Alberta know they're aging, and they certainly have not received the maintenance that they deserve over the last several decades. So I'm excited to see this money flowing all across the province, but I agree with you, particularly the fact that there's so many great rural projects taking place.
Of course, one thing that has been a bit of a concern around here recently in several different communities have been the issues around homelessness, and you know, certainly affordable housing would be sort of one thing to help address that. How do you think that's going to potentially help that situation with some of this money here?
You know, I think this announcement ends up more in the traditional affordable homes, so low-income families that are seniors type of space, but we are taking homelessness seriously and the overall affordable housing issue seriously. Our province is investing $9 billion over the next 7 years to create 25,000 new units of affordable housing. We're also working tirelessly with industry as a whole to make sure that we're building enough housing across the province. And we're investing significantly in FCSS in our communities, by where we just gave a 5% increase to FCSS this year, trying to get more resources to our communities. And, of course, are investing in our new recovery programs all across Alberta in partnership with the Minister of Mental Health and Addiction. So there's a lot of stuff in the homeless space taking place. It needs to take place, and we're going to continue to invest in that area, recognizing the importance of it. And the situations that we're now seeing, not just in our largest cities, but all across the province.
And I know the federal government in their fiscal update the other day certainly indicated that they're wanting to get again some support for housing as well. How, hopefully you are in getting and potentially working with the feds to also help on that front.
Well, we're happy to see the federal government coming in any way to help with the affordable housing crisis. That said, we still have a lot of concerns. A lot of that money appears to be going to other provinces and not to Alberta. And we're going to continue to call for per capita funding on this issue.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we'd also like to throw in a little personal question to the politicians here. Of course, we're coming up on wintertime, seeing, you know, some more snow on the ground, colder temperatures out there, maybe getting some people into some different activities for this time of year. What about with you? What are some of your kind of go-to winter activities?
I love snowshoeing and Kananaskis. So that's one of my favorite things to do in the winter. And I think anybody who gets to go experience it will enjoy it.
Definitely sounds like some fun there. Jason Nixon, Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services for the Province of Alberta. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me on, Kyle. Take care.